Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid. As the intro said, this is a program lovingly intended for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity that can be affecting the relationship we have with our husband or wife or partner. Perhaps it's happening with our son or daughter. Maybe with our brother or sister, or even with ourself. Ego stupidity that's making it difficult for us to achieve, to make use of our potentials, to climb the ladder of success, and to experience a sense of purpose and meaning to our life. Ego stupidity that can make it difficult to deal effectively with all of the inevitable changes, adversity, stressors, or conflicts that happen in all of our lives. And finally, ego stupidity that's making it difficult to feel genuine happiness and can often lead us into unneeded or inappropriate anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or something I call fake happiness, which is pleasure-based happiness often masquerading for the real thing. If things aren't going well, or perhaps as well as you'd like, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong in our lives, or not as well as we want it to go, has much to do with our ego energy, which is serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. It's often the unseen and unrecognized source of what's going wrong in our life, both humanly and spiritually. These are lessons I've learned from thousands of people, just like you, over the past 40 years. You've taught me with your lives, your relationships, and your experiences, what theorists, books, or schools of psychology could not teach me about ego. You have been my teachers. Again, I want to thank you for joining me for today's program, which is going to have us look at ego's impact on our spirituality and spiritual wellness and how ego can weaken it. In particular, we're going to be looking at how ego can weaken our embrace of four divine gifts that we have all been given. The gift of our life, the gift of being able to create our life, the gift of our eternal life, and the gift of God within. Now, just as a reminder, during our program last week, we talked about what spirituality is, what God is, and what is meant by spiritual wellness, and we're going to continue to use that frame of reference during today's program. Meaning that spirituality is God within us. That God is love and life and energy. And that spiritual wellness is the healthiness of the relationship we have with God within us. These are very simple and very straightforward ideas that leave out the abstraction, the mysticism, the confusion that often makes each of those ideas difficult to understand and to work with. Now, besides being the love, life, and energy God is, our spiritual wellness also involves our ability to embrace the four divine gifts that everybody who has ever lived have been given. Again, the gift of our life, the gift of creating our life, the gift of eternal life, and a gift of God within. I'm going to refer to them as divine gifts because the source of each of those gifts is God. They can come from no other place but God. And we'll be specifically looking at the impact ego can have on them when it's unhealthy and it's imbalanced within its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. This can blur our vision of these gifts to the point that they are often unrecognized and are non-existent in our frame of reference as we go about living our life. We don't recognize that our life is a gift or as a gift. We have difficulty creating our life. We don't know that we have an eternal life. And we have no idea that we are always walking with God, even in the bad times or when we are living a lesser version of ourselves. As we go further, I want to offer this quotation from Matthew chapter 22, verse 14, from Jesus, who said, "For many are called, but few are chosen." Again, "For many are called, but few are chosen." There are a lot of things going on within 8 simple words from Jesus. Things like, who are the many? Who is doing the calling? What is the call about? What is meant by chosen? Who is making the choice? Why is it only a few who are chosen? So there are lots of important questions connected to that quotation. For many are called, but few are chosen. And when I reflect upon the quotation, I think that this is referring to the masses of people, the many, who may fail to answer the call, that being the call to the greater life, the spiritual life, and who don't choose to know the greater life available to them, which is why few are chosen. The way it's worded, many are called, but few are chosen, it suggests that the call and the choice is being made from outside of us, from someone else, or from somewhere else. But it's not. The call and the choice is from within. It's coming from within us. It's Spirit calling us from within. And we must choose to answer the call and to choose the greater life to be lived by us. And this is a choice that no one else can do for us. Which leads us to the next question. But how do we do that? And why don't we do that? Why are only few able to do that? Or a few doing that, and many are not. So why do we fail to do that? And or what are we failing to choose? Now, recalling last week's program, we were talking about our ability to be the love, the life, and the energy God is, and how our ego energy can affect our ability to choose to be that or not, our ability to be spiritually well or not. Today, we are looking at our ability to hear the call that's coming from within and choose the 4 divine gifts we have all been given, and how our ego energy can affect our ability to hear the call and to choose them or not. Ego that is unhealthy in its power, ego flexibility, or ego vulnerability can weaken our ability to hear the call, to choose to know each of these gifts, and to embrace them, which impacts our spiritual wellness. So now we're going to go deeper by considering each of the gifts, and we're going to start with the gift of life. Do you know your life as a gift? I'm going to ask you several questions, and I think these are the kind of questions you can't just answer instantly. It makes time for reflection, but I'm going to put them out. Do you know your life as a gift? Do you know you have a purpose for being? By the way, each of these questions that I'm throwing out, they're all about what's happening when you are hearing the call or not hearing the call. So, do you know that you have a purpose for being? Can you feel a call to service for what you may want to do with your life? Or are you already able to recognize the service within what you are already doing in your life? Do you know that you are a miracle? A miracle built upon 3 million years of evolution and godly wisdom that was fashioned by the love, the life, and the energy God is. Can you embrace your life as an opportunity that involves all that has been made available to you? Can you recognize the innumerable opportunities to experience the richness that you have to offer to life and that life has to offer to you? Are you honoring and respecting your life and all of the life that surrounds you? Are you truly living and not just surviving or existing or settling for less of what you and life have to offer? If you are doing many or all of what I just shared with you, you are hearing the call. You are choosing the gift of life. You're choosing yourself, and you're spiritually well. You're not being compromised by empowerment issues that ego can bring into your life. You're not being affected by faulty truth issues that can come into your life, or unhealthy vulnerability issues, which often weaken or block you from celebrating the gift of your life, from hearing the call from Spirit, getting in the way. It's not getting in the way. You're hearing the call, and you're answering the call. And again, you are spiritually well. But what if this is not the case? What if a person is not hearing the call and not choosing to embrace the gift of life? These are the kind of things that often seem to be happening. You may be seeing your life as getting from one day to the next. It's just about moving from one day to the next. And you may know your life as often a game that is primarily one of survival. You're doing a lot of surviving and very little living in your life. Life is often experienced as empty, or something to be tolerated, or a burden. These are the kinds of things that people who have lower ego power, who feel an intense sense of disempowerment, often are feeling about life, making it difficult to know life as a gift. Or those who may have higher ego vulnerability, who are often consumed with fear and bring fear into the next day, making life difficult and certainly not like a gift. For some, life is about getting, acquiring, and accumulating things. This is often something that people with higher ego power experience, who view this acquisition as the purpose for living, to get control, to have things, to have more than others have. Some may gravitate to lower ego vulnerability, who look at the various opportunities to get things, to acquire things, to accumulate things as an opportunity to increase the level of stimulation in their life. You are often defining yourself and the quality of your life by the presence or absence of these things. For others, you may attach your sense of success or failure in your life to these things. So if you're getting lots of things, you are successful, something that people with higher ego power look at life as being an opportunity to get things. You may experience a sense that there has got to be more to life than this in your life, when you're feeling that there's not enough, or I'm not getting enough, or something's not happening that should be happening. And actually, and you often don't know where to go to find it, or how to go about finding what I call this moreness. You are beginning to experience a sense of there's got to be more to life than what's going on. And often there's a sense of being lost. But that's really a good thing, because that suggests that Spirit is speaking to you and you are beginning to feel Spirit. You're feeling unsettled, and that's a good thing. Again, it often means that the voice of Spirit is calling you. If many or any of things are, or all of the things I've just mentioned are happening to you, you're not choosing yourself. You're not choosing the gift of life, and you're not spiritually well, because you're being compromised by ego disempowerment or over-empowerment issues, faulty truth issues, or unhealthy ego vulnerability issues that are getting in the way of doing each of these. Now, as we leave this area, I want you to ask yourself, how well are you doing in embracing the gift of your life? If you need to improve upon this, ego medicine and divine truth will help you to embrace the gift of your life. We are now going to our first break. When we return, we're going to talk about the gift of creating our life. Yes, creating our life. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid. This is Dr. Nick, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact, without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid, a program for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We are talking about each of the gifts of life during today's program and how ego can impact our ability to choose them and to embrace them as part of our life. The first part of our day's program, we talked about the gift of life. We're going to continue now by talking about the gift of creating our life. Yes, we are to create our own life. And we're going to look at how ego can impact our ability to choose this gift of creating our life, which also affects our spiritual wellness. Do you know that you are here to create your life? That your life isn't about somebody else or something else creating it, but that you are responsible for creating your life. You're getting that opportunity to do that. Do you know what that means to create your life or what that looks like? That this is about you creating you. You creating you. And we're not talking about it in a physical sense. We're talking about the other pieces of who you are within your thoughts and with your words, within your feelings and behaviors. This is about you creating you in those kinds of ways, and even spiritually, obviously. This is about you creating what's going on in your life. Again, the gift of creating our life is about you creating what's going on in your life. Do you know what it means to own your life? I know a lot of people wrestle with that issue about owning their life and taking ownership, and oftentimes unhealthy ego and faulty messages and faulty people can get in the way of that. They can distance us from owning our life, something that often happens, particularly for people with lower ego power, who feels very disempowered in their life, or those who may have higher ego flexibility, who believe that the truth about who they should be and what they should be and what they should think and what they should believe and how they should act is rooted in somebody else's notions about truth that need to be applied to them. Do you know that you have been given talents with which to create your life? That you've been given many talents and skills to do that. When our ego energy is healthy and it's in balance, we can hear the call to create our life. We can choose ourself, and we can embrace the gift of our creating our life and are spiritually well. Ego empowerment or faulty truth or unhealthy vulnerability issues, they're not getting in the way. And these are the kind of things that are likely to be happening when you are embracing this gift, when you are choosing yourself, when you are choosing the gift of creating your life. You're telling yourself what you want to do with your life. You're making the choices about what you want to do with your life. Now, that seems rather obvious, but for many people, it's not that obvious. It's not that easy, something we'll talk about a little bit later. You don't look for others to tell you what to do with your life. So you're not running around asking other people to decide for you what you should be, what you should do, where you should go. You're telling yourself who you want to be in your life. You are framing your life, and you are filling your life up with these kinds of things. You are making decisions and choices. You are creating your life, whether it's in the vocational sense or the career-related sense. Maybe it's within the religious sense. You are making your own choice about the religious approach that you think works for you in your life. You're making choices having to do with your social activities and your social patterns, who you want to spend time with and interact with and learn from and grow from, and they from you. You are making choices involving the sexual realm, whether it's the nature of your sexual behaviors or activities and so on, all those kinds of things that are a part of your being a sexual being, amongst other things. You're making decisions in the political realm about how you believe governance should apply to people. You're making recreational choices and decisions having to do with that. And obviously, you're making physically related decisions and how you feel you want to appear, how you want to look, This is part of you creating your life. This falls in line with Eric Erickson was a theorist who talked about identity formation, and he was talking about how in adolescence, in our young adulthood, we start to own, in some respects, the choices. Instead of our parents being the ones who make decisions about how we should be in these different areas, we start to make our own choices. That is, if we are in a healthy place, egoically speaking, we're not afraid to make those choices. So you can wrestle with the uneasiness and the anxiety that comes with standing completely on your own two feet. It's about you standing on your own two feet, embracing the creation of your life. I remember when I was reflecting upon this discussion in my preparation, how when I was a college freshman and came home from the first time my parents saw my hair, and it was not parted on the left or right, and it was not short, but that it was getting longer and was parted down the middle. And I remember getting the look, so to speak, that, you know, that suggested, well, that's different, or whatever, and how it was a bit uneasy, but it was part of the making of one's own path, the one's choice. And so this is what's happening when we are creating our life. We're honoring and respecting our interests and our abilities and shaping our path in order to create the life in which we're living. And we don't have to know the direction. We just have to start beginning to take on the path. Undertake the journey of creating you. That is one of the gifts that you've been given, if you choose to embrace it. And you can also overrule those who think they know what's better for you with thoughtful consideration. So it's not just about being a rebel and doing the opposite of what people tell you to do, but more so the idea that you reflect upon who you are, what you're about, what you want to be about. And this is going on. And things like lower ego power, which involves disempowerment, feeling I don't have control over what I should be doing or thinking or believing in my life. Well, that's not happening here. And for people with higher ego flexibility, they sometimes get caught up in leaning upon other people to make decisions for them about how they should be, who they should be, how they should act. Including all those areas I talked about in vocational ways, in religious ways, in social and sexual and political and recreational and physical ways. Well, that's not happening to you. And it's not happening as a result of higher ego vulnerability when people sometimes have a difficult time accepting themselves as they are and start trying to be somebody else that somebody else wants them to be in order to lessen their sense of fear and anxiety about the opinions of others so that they can receive their acceptance as opposed to their own. Well, that's not happening to you. You also know that you are the only one who can live your life, that nobody else can actually live your life for you. And that's coming through loud and clear. That's part of choosing the gift of creating your life. And you also know that you can recreate what has been created for you when it's not serving you well. So if you are growing up in a certain family background and the things that you've been taught to believe or think don't work for who you are, you're able to let those go. You have enough healthy ego power, healthy ego flexibility to work with truth, the truth that resonates more directly with you rather than others. And you have a healthy ability to accept yourself that allows you to work with the person you want to be rather than what others would want you to be. And you're not too preoccupied with getting their acceptance. It's about your acceptance, about you. You also know that you don't have to remain imprisoned within an unhappy existence that may be serving others rather than serving yourself. That your life can't be about making other people happy at your expense of your happiness. And you can stop living their life so that you can live your life. This is answering the call. This is making the choice of creating your life. You're choosing the life that you're meant to create and live when you're doing this. You also don't have to disown yourself so that you can be what others want you to be. Again, this is another one of those things that often happens with people with higher ego vulnerability. They can often disown themselves in order to receive the acceptance of others. You have the courage to say no to others and yes to yourself when it involves creating you, when it comes to fashioning who you want to be in your life. You can also solve your own problems, and you don't look for others to do it for you. This is part of creating your life. I remember a story told many years ago by Barbara Streisand about being a child and not having a whole lot of money in the family and finding a water bottle and filling it up with warm water and drawing a face and hair and a mouth and all those parts of a person on it. And that became her baby doll. She created in her own life what she needed at the time. She was choosing to create her life. I remember at one point in the past when I was younger, around 13, and wasn't able to play basketball on the basketball courts because I wasn't one of the better players. I wasn't getting chosen to play in the games, and so I would either sit there and watch or have to go somewhere else. But deciding that I'm going to put up my own basketball goal in front of my house, my parents' house, and once I dug a hole, mixed up some cement, put a gutter pipe in to act as a sleeve, and found a pipe to act as the pole for the bracket to hang on, voila, I had a basketball court, and it was only 15 feet away from my front door, and that thing worked for a good 10 years for myself and all my friends who joined me, and we played games there for hours on end. So creating our own life can involve some of those lessons earlier on. There were lots of things as children we created that didn't require a lot of money or time in order to do it. And it was a great life lesson, solving your own problem, creating your own fun, not needing your parents to do it. When you are doing many of the things that I've just been mentioning, you're hearing the call. You're choosing yourself. You're embracing the gift of creating your life, and you're spiritually well. That ego, unhealthy ego energy is not getting in the way. You are healthily empowered, and you are connected to human and divine truth, and you're able to healthily accept your human imperfection and vulnerability. But when our ego energy is unhealthy, we can fail to embrace this gift. And sometimes we allow others to shape and create our life. Ask yourself, is that happening to you? Are you allowing others to take much responsibility, much ownership for creating you, telling you who you need to be? Life often is something that just happens to us when we're not creating it. We're just waiting for things to happen to us, for us. And this is not healthy, and this is not wellness on both the human or egoic level as well as on the spiritual level. Often this is a lower ego power thing, a disempowerment thing. We often don't think we have the right or the ability to take control over what is taking place in our life. And maybe we think other people know the right way for us to think and live. As I've said earlier, this can be a higher ego flexibility thing, where we think that others know the truth about life and about our life. In my book, The Two Voices Within, I talk about roles that people sometimes fall into. They can become the cultist, or maybe they're the adult child, or they can be the loyalist who's looking for the other leader to lead them, never realizing that the true leader is within yourself. Or they can be the puppet, that they're living this role in their adult life. And sometimes when this is all happening, we can allow life to take us anywhere it may lead, and we fail to recognize that there's a part that we must play in the journey. We must play a part in that journey. And sometimes when we're not answering the call and we're not choosing ourselves and we're not choosing the gift of creating our life, we can start to get into a place of resignation, where we just settle for what life to take what life's going to offer us, whether it's in relationships or whether it's at work and or whatever places we are in within our life. And sometimes, again, we wait for others to make our life better. So in a way, our life is on hold. Again, this is something that people that have higher ego vulnerability or flexibility or lower ego power often do. I remember watching the movie or seeing the movie As Good As It Gets, and I was leaving the theater, and I thought about the title, and the title hit me. It hit me in the sense that for some people, there's a sense of resignation about life, that it's okay, or it is what it is. Life is fair, or it's a 4, 5, or 6 on the life quality scale, that's all it is. That's all it's going to be. There's that, again, sense of not a whole lot great happening, a failure to take on the responsibility of creating one's own life. And that's not an exception for many people. That, I think, is a rule. There are lots of people who are not embracing the gift of creating their life. And sometimes we fail to take the necessary risks in living our life when this is happening, including the failure that often comes with living a fulfilling and meaningful and self-created life. This is often a higher ego vulnerability thing, where we don't trust ourselves when we should. And sometimes people are playing it too safe. They're playing it too safe. When we're doing many of the above things I just mentioned, you're not hearing the call to embrace the gift of creating your life. You're not choosing yourself. And you're not choosing the gift of creating your life, and you're not spiritually well. So as we work our way toward the end of this focus, how well are you doing in embracing the gift of creating your own life? If you need to improve on this, ego medicine and divine truth will help you to do that. We are coming up on our second break. When we return, we're going to talk about two more gifts, the gifts of eternal life and the gift of God within. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid. This is Dr. Nick, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego, and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find focused ego meditations that can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life, or ego is speaking for you.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid, a program for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people just like you and me. We're going to continue talking about the gift of eternal life, a gift that we have all been given, whether we realize it or not. We're going to look at ego's ability, impact on our ability to hear the call and to choose the gift of our eternal life. Do you know that you have an eternal life? Do you know why you have an eternal life? Do you know that in the realm of the divine, you cannot die? Do you know that because you are a being of energy, divine energy, that you cannot die? Do you know what you're doing in this earthly life and beyond is actually transforming and transcending? Do you know that you're undertaking your own personal evolution, as is everyone else, as you journey toward your place in the kingdom of heaven, a place that always awaits you? But the time of arrival is being determined by you. It's being chosen by you and nobody else. When our ego energy is healthy and balanced, we can hear the call. We can choose ourselves, and we can embrace the gift of eternal life, choosing ourselves and become and be spiritually well. We don't view our mortality and our human death as a matter of finality or meet it with fear, rather as the next step in transformation along our journey to the kingdom of heaven, where everyone's place awaits them. We are willing to let go of this earthly life when it is our time to let go. We are able to trust in God as having a greater plan that takes into consideration the weaknesses and the limitations of our earthly life. A plan built upon the love, the life, and the energy God is that will welcome us beyond our earthly death. Their reach, that is, the love, life, and energy God is beyond the earthly boundaries of time or place or conditions that exist in the earthly realm. You know that in the realm of God, you were always saved due to the love, life, and energy God is within you. You also know that you were the one that was unsaving yourself within your thoughts, words, and deeds, and you learned to stop doing that. When you were choosing to live beneath the love, life, and energy God is, you are unsaving yourself. You know that you never were more worthy or less worthy than others in the eyes of God. This is unlike what unhealthy ego energy was leading you towards. You know that you were never more equal or less equal than others in the eyes of God. Unlike what unhealthy ego was leading you towards. You know that you were never separated from others or God in the eyes of God, unlike what ego or unhealthy ego led you to believe. You have awakened to the oneness and the unity that we all share. When you are doing many of these things, you are hearing the call. You're choosing yourself. You're embracing the gift of eternal life, and you're spiritually well. You're healthily empowered. You're connected to human and divine truth, and you're able to healthily accept your human imperfection and vulnerability. But when our ego energy is unhealthy, we can fail to hear the call, to choose ourselves, and to embrace the gift of our eternal life. We can spend much time and effort cramming in as much pleasure or fake happiness we can get before our earthly time runs out. We can become preoccupied with or fearful of our mortality and death. We can spend most of our life surviving rather than living. We can be preoccupied by a place invented by humans called hell. We fail to know that within the love, life, and energy God is, we could never be condemned to such a place. We fail to recognize that God knows our human weaknesses and limitations far better than we do. We fail to recognize that God cannot judge and punish us within the love, life, and energy God is. We fail to realize that God has always been unconditional, and we have never been unworthy, unequal, or separated, be we the best or worst versions of ourselves. We have no trust in God's plan for us beyond this life. We are not hearing the call, or choosing ourselves, or embracing the gift of eternal life, and we are not spiritually well when this is happening. How are you doing in embracing the gift of your eternal life? If you need to improve, ego medicine and divine truth will help you to do that. We're now going to get started on talking about the last of the four gifts, the four divine gifts, which is the gift of God within. When our ego energy is healthy, we can hear the call. We can choose ourselves, and we can embrace the gift of God within and realize that God is our constant companion and could never abandon us or be separate from us, because we were all created with the love, the life, and the energy God is within us. So you need not go anywhere, meet anyone, do anything to be in the presence of God. You can never walk alone. God makes it much simpler than we humans can make it out to be when it comes to knowing God. Be love, be life, and be energy that God is. And you are with God. You may at times be alone in your humanity, but never in your divinity. You are of God, or you could not be. Any distance that exists between your humanity and divinity is the making of your ego energy. It is the weakening of your spiritual wellness, even though you are always a spiritual being. Issues of power, flexibility, or vulnerability can foster distance, disturbance, and distortion in our way of knowing God and this gift, as well as all of the others. When our ego energy is unhealthy, we often gain distance from God, even though God is never gaining distance from us, particularly during the most difficult and challenging times. We may deny, abandon, or reject God, which is rooted in our imbalanced ego energy, but God can never do that with us. For some who have lower ego power, they may often have difficulty believing they deserve the presence of God within their life and themselves. They can often be consumed with illusions of being unworthy and beneath God. They can often fail to recognize that there is no question of our worthiness when it comes to God. That God knows our humanity and its imperfections better than we do, and that God places no criteria or conditions on our worthiness or God's presence within us. That is something we as humans do. So this empowerment in our ego energy can often lead us into these places. Now, there are some who have higher ego power, who are having difficulty knowing the gift of God within. They often have difficulty recognizing the presence of God in their life. The whole idea of a higher power for them is difficult to accept. The notion of asking for forgiveness from a higher power is difficult to accept. Oftentimes, these people are too busy being God in their life, which is creating distance from their spirituality and leading to an absence of spiritual wellness. They suffer from a lack of humility, which often blinds them to the gift of God within. In some respects, they are power drunk. The power in their ego energy is blinding them to the presence of God within. Now, for some, they may experience lower ego flexibility. They believe they own the truth about who, where, and what God is. The truth about how to know God. And this is often the place where religiosity and spirituality part ways. Because messages of intolerance or even tolerance connected to often dissimilar people appear. With God, there is no intolerance, and there is no need to tolerate. Because with God, there is no but. All are fully welcome to choose themselves and to be the love, life, and energy God is. Unfortunately, religion rather than spirituality can become the final destination for those with lower ego flexibility. Their rules aren't compatible with spirituality, which says that God is in all places, at all times, and all people. The limitations of our humanity can shape these rules, these boundaries, and these interpretations and criteria, and it often places limitations on the way we know the presence of God within ourselves and others. And this is something that can often be seen in religious extremism. Religious extremism that often tries to promote impose a narrow truth about God upon others, often rooted in lower ego flexibility energy. We need religion in our current stage of evolution as a humanity and for the foreseeable future and certainly in our lifetimes. We need religion when the messages, the prayers, the stories are representing the love, the life, and the energy God is. They are serving as beautiful bridges to our spirituality and our spiritual wellness, the ultimate destination. For some who have higher ego vulnerability, they often carry fear-based messages about God and how God will deal with them in response to their good behaviors and failures. God becomes more of an external entity who bestows rewards when we are good and punishments when we are bad. God is often not present within or perceived to be present within, but only without. People with higher ego vulnerability need to know that God is present and never absent. God is always present and never absent. That God is always loving and never unloving. That God is internal and external. That God doesn't leave us. If anything, we leave God. And that God makes it easy for us to find God. But we as humans can make it far more complicated via our ego unconsciousness and imbalance than it ever needs to be. When you're doing any of what I've just described, you're not hearing the call. You're not choosing yourself. And you're not embracing the gift of God within. And you're not spiritually well. How well are you doing in embracing the gift of God within? If you need to improve, ego medicine and divine truth will help you with that. We have reached the end of today's program. I hope that what I've shared with you about ego's impact on our spirituality and spiritual wellness involving the four divine gifts will serve as a dose of ego medicine. Our program next week will focus on ego medicine, and I'll be sharing with you what it is and how it can be used to heal our ego energy where needed. I want to end today's program with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine and growing your awareness of symptoms, ego stupidity, and insights and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. I want you to have a great week. And please come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.